issue of people first, we have no problem with any political party. As the MDC, we have the big tent syndrome. All what we are saying is those that are pro-democracy and progressive members of the society, they are welcome into our party. But what we don't want is we don't want people that are being used by ZANU-PF in order to fulfill their ruthless ways of getting into power by destroying dissenting voices that are against what ZANU-PF is saying. So we have no problem. If you don't have blood in your hands and you're not coming to the MDC to come and destroy us, we have no problem. But you have blood in your hands to come and destroy MDC, hell no. You're not welcome, because Zimbabwean people are tired of this ZANU-PF regime, and the time has come for it to leave power and let the progressive forces come in.
And now, what do you think about the former Vice President Joyce Mujuru as a leader?
Well, as a leader, she was a good leader as far as I'm concerned. But what is there is, as long as you're in ZANU-PF, beating up people, killing people, you're part and parcel of the same process. So she has to clean herself, prove to the people that she's now clean. And I mean, obviously, there's need for an apology. There's a time when she apologized for what ZANU-PF did. But it must be a genuine apology. And that apology must walk the talk.
How genuine can an apology be that comes from a politician, Ms. Kumalo?
A genuine apology should be shown by the actions that you take against the rhetoric and the draconian leaders that we have, which is Robert Mugabe. Because if Joyce Mujuru is able to stand up and challenge Mugabe and tell the people of Zimbabwe where the 500 MDC comrades that were killed, where we can find their body, where is Itai Dzamara, what is happening, and how have they been rigging this election, how have they been using Mukuf. So those are the areas that will show the people of Zimbabwe that she's cleaning herself. But as long as those things are not being said, what guarantee do we have that she's coming in genuinely or she's coming in on an agenda? The truth has to be told.